Good afternoon, everyone. This is the August 28th, 2019 afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Carla, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Hardesty?
Here.
Udaley?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Wheeler?
Here. We'll now hear from legal counsel on the rules of order and decorum. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. If it does not, you may be ruled out of order. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Please remain seated in council chambers unless entering or exiting. If you are filming the proceedings, please do not use bright lights or disrupt the meeting. Disruptive conduct such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Very good. Thank you. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time for the day, so thanks a lot. Our first item today, very important item. Carla, could you read item number 821, please?
Yes, I am. Proclaim August 28, 2019 to be Parks for New Portlanders Day.
And before I call on Commissioner Fish, I want to acknowledge Mayor Tom Potter is here, and I see Karin is here as well. Could we please acknowledge Mayor Tom Potter? Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Let me start with the run of the show for this afternoon. I'll make some brief introductory remarks. We have some distinguished speakers. We have a panel that we'll invite to come forward. Then we'll hear from commissioners and the mayor. The mayor will read a proclamation. Then we'll see if we have time for a group photograph. So that's the afternoon. Colleagues, today we are proud to celebrate the Parks for New Portlanders program. Parks for New Portlanders provides free, inclusive, and culturally responsive programming and events. Some of the events include the annual Walk with Refugees and Immigrants and the Portland World Soccer Tournament. Parks for New Portlanders is successful in part because of our many strong partnerships. I want to acknowledge, for example, the work of my colleagues, especially Commissioners Udaley and Fritz, other city bureaus, immigrant communities, refugee resettlement agencies, local nonprofits, and many volunteers. And for one of our premier summer events, the World Soccer Tournament, I want to especially recognize Adidas, our first title sponsor, for their generous support. Tom Hughes, not that Tom Hughes, the other Tom Hughes, from Tom, would you please stand and be recognized on behalf of Adidas for your generous effort? Now I'd like to invite Director Adina Long to come forward with our distinguished panel. And we're going to ask everybody to introduce themselves. We'll have a brief presentation, then we'll move to council comments. If the whole panel, Sam, if everyone could come forward, and we'll start with introductions across the panel, and then we'll take comments in order. Director Long?
Good morning. My name is Adina Long. I'm the Director of Portland Parks and Recreation.
Som Subedi, I'm the Engagement Coordinator of Portland Parks and Rec.
My name is Adeka Tembe with Portland Parks and Rec.
Sorry to move far away, but my name is Felicia Abraham, and I'm a Youth Ambassador for the Parks for New Portlanders program.
Great. Good afternoon. Thanks all of you for being here.
Thank you, Commissioners and Mayor Wheeler. Again, I'm Adina Long, Director of Portland Parks and Recreation, and we appreciate the opportunity to honor the Parks for New Portlanders program today. I remember when I was just a few weeks in as director, when I spoke at the program's Portlanders Stand with Refugees and Immigrants event at Southwest Community Center. I remember the music, the dancing, and most notably, the resounding and sincere message that all are welcome here. Representing many cultures, the event was a keen reminder of the strength of our diversity as a city and an auspicious beginning to my tenure as Parks Director. I thought, Portland, you're my kind of town. And while it was a celebration of the arrival of new Portlanders, the day had also taken on a new meaning. It was March 16th, one day after the tragedy at a mosque in New Zealand. So we gathered to celebrate refugees and immigrants, but we also gathered to mourn and truly stand united. The Parks for New Portlanders program welcomes our refugee and immigrants and celebrates their arrival. But during times of division in our country, gatherings like the Stand event also define us as a community that fights hate and bigotry in all forms. From Portland World Soccer and our partnership for World Refugee Day to the Walk event in East Portland, this program connects New Portlanders with resources and services, but also the respect and welcoming they deserve. It's an honor to celebrate Portland's refugee and immigrant community today. We recognize their courage, their resiliency, and their contribution to a stronger Portland. As your Parks Director, I am committed to welcoming refugees and immigrants into Portland Parks and Recreation's programs, services, and spaces. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste, City Council members. My name is Sam Sibedi. I'm the Engagement Coordinator at Portland Parks and Rec. My job is to help integrate refugees and immigrants into city life as early possible by increasing recreational access, creating culturally responsive programs, and partnering with city bureaus and refugee and immigrant communities. Growing up in a refugee camp and getting an education 10,000 miles away didn't prepare me to be in this vast bureaucratic Western system. I didn't know how to use Outlook calendar upon my hiring as a seasonal employee. As one of the few refugees hired by the city, I have to represent refugees and immigrants well by working extra hard. Giving back is not easy, especially in recent years. Federal funding and support have sharply dropped, pressuring local governments and staff to go above and beyond to engage and build community. I'm so proud of my diverse team at work. My accent and writings are patiently and politely accepted, and my welcome to some moments are surprising. It may take years, but I try every single day to be better. I write down new words and phrases. I have my volunteer mentor check my grammar. I wish American English wasn't my fifth language, but I do my best to communicate, and those around me are great listeners.
That's great.
I have a very social job. I reach out to ethnic stores, community gardens, cultural events, and diverse soccer practices. I met with community leaders and members at mosques and temples. And of course, Facebook has blocked me more than 100 times because you are inviting people too fast. Success to me is measured when, within 5 days of arrival in Portland from a refugee camp, a young soccer player participated in Portland World Cup soccer tournament. Portland World Soccer Tournament. When churches and mosques cancel their services to join. Success to me is measured when two singles, an immigrant and American born, meet at an event, get married, and come back to share their story.
Which actually happened.
When community members communicate on Facebook in languages other than English. When an initiative brings new refugee and immigrant families into the community centers. When a 9-year-old wants to come back and volunteer at an event again the following year. When community partnerships double in second year of engaging, and when the program gets published in 9 different media within 3 months. One of my proudest moments was receiving the 2017 Parks Champion National Award in New Orleans. This is my belt I got in the National Award. And this belongs to all of us. I also received the Immigrant of the Year Award, the Oregon Immigrant Achievement Award and the Phillips Diversity Award, among others. I couldn't have done it without the generosity and compassion of community members present here today. Thank you so much for everyone. Thank you. City Council and my bureau, I have turned past challenges into opportunities, and here I am ready for another decade. It's a privilege and an honor to serve Portlanders. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Greetings all. My name is Adair Katemwe. When I was 4 years old, my father was set on fire because of political upheaval in my country, Congo. By the time I was 12 years, I was in a refugee camp called Mayukwayukwa in Zambia. It was not a good place to live, but we were there not because we wanted to, but because of the situation that we found ourselves into. It was in animal forests where people were attacked every night, and sometimes you will see someone crying without you knowing that an uncle has gone or an aunt has gone. It was a miserable place without clean water, often not enough food. People were often depressed. Through it all, I believed there was hope. And one way I tried to encourage those around me was by getting involved, by playing sports such as soccer, track and field, and they were all done without shoes, no soccer ball, as well there was no clean water to drink. When I arrived here in Poland, I used the same experience learned in refugee camp and talent to help and got involved with Poland World Soccer Tournament, thanks to Mr. Sam, who recruited me in 2011. Thank you, Mr. Sam. Well, since then I have been involved with Poland World Soccer. I started as a soccer player, and it helped me to stay away from trouble and making good decisions. I started as a soccer player, and after that I became a soccer coach. And that I coached boys and girls teams, and now I'm one of the organizers. To make a long story short, I am now a full-time employee with Poland Park and Recreation as a member of the Equity and Inclusion team. Wow. From this journey, I have learned no matter where you go, it is how you respond to your situation in life. It is the willingness to assess, learn, and adapt the situation that will help, that will allow you to be successful in life. It is that mindset that allowed me to take the lead and be where I am today. Thanks to Poland Park and Recreation for believing in me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Move the speaker all the way over. That's fine.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me? Okay. Assalamu alaikum, City Council members. My name is Fozia Ibrahim. I was born in a refugee camp in Kenya, but my family's from Somalia. I was 3 years old when I came to America. I speak the languages Somali and Maymay. I am one of the community youth ambassadors under the Parks for New Portlanders program. In early 2017, I saw a flyer at my locker at Madison High School for a community youth ambassador job position. After reading the job details and requirements, I knew that this was the perfect opportunity for me to get involved in my new community and home. I'm from Boise, Idaho. On the flyer, it said, all applicants will be called for an interview. No resume needed, no cover letter needed, no work experiences needed, your community service is validated. This made me feel more confident in applying for this job because I knew I would gain all the skills I didn't have on the job. I was one out of 125 applicants who spoke 41 different languages. 10 of us got hired, and the rest were referred to different job opportunities at Parks and beyond. Working at this job, I was able to advocate and organize events for people who are within my cultural backgrounds. I interpreted for them and got them to participate in different events that helped them meet different people with multiple resources that could be an asset to them, their families, and their adjustments to their new home. These events made them feel welcomed, safe, and included. My involvement with Parks and Recreation has really opened more doors for me, has really opened doors for me personally. It helped me gain many skills that became useful to me in school, other employment opportunities, and in my volunteer work. It made me open-minded about my surroundings and the people I interact with every day. It helped me see the world in a new light. I was able to find my voice through the Parks for New Portlanders program, and I truly believe if my community members were not included and welcomed at the events Parks for New Portlanders organized, they wouldn't be aware of the resources provided and accessible to them in Portland. In my early days, my family and I struggled to adjust to our new home because we didn't have enough resources and support. This program made it possible for me to bridge the support to those who are in the same position my family used to be in not too long ago. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, Mayor, that concludes the formal part of our program. There's now an opportunity for commissioners to make comments, and then that would be followed by you reading the proclamation and then a group photo. I would like to acknowledge, though, a lot of people helped to organize today, and one person in particular I'd like to acknowledge is Asenta Lawrence. Asenta, would you please stand and accept our thanks to you? So, colleagues.
Commissioner Fritz.
I am so happy with this program. I was just thinking, I think in 10 and a half years that I've been on the City Council, I have only once told the director, you will hire this person, and that was for SOM. And it was one of the best decisions I've made while I've been on the council, because you have really took a concept that you started in partnership with Paolo Catalani and Anne Downing, who are both with us today. Anne Downing, ESL English as a second language teacher at David Douglas High School. You started a concept and developed it into a program. It used to be an event, and I had to explain to people, no, it's not an event, it's a year-round thing. And then look at you both being part of this program, being part of the improvements, and you know the interview process where you didn't have to be able to write, that you just showed up and talked about your experiences and what you wanted to do for the program, which again was in partnership. And so there's been many different city entities that's had a piece of this. Portland Parks and Recreation, obviously, the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, the Office of Human Relations, and the Office of Equity and Human Rights. All of us working together to make sure that we provided the support that people in our community need. And as a refugee, as an immigrant, and somebody who had a very different experience coming into this country with the privilege that I have with the color of my skin and the background that I had in growing up in a secure environment, I'm just so happy that we can provide all of these opportunities to so many people. And P.S., it's really a great program, the Parks for New program, Portlanders program. It's for everybody. And everybody's welcome at the Slavic Festival this weekend. Everybody's welcome at the Tongan Festival. Everybody is welcome to come and celebrate our different cultures and how together in our diversity, we are so much better than any one group by ourselves. So thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't know if I've ever admitted this in public. It's a little silly, but before I was ever elected, I came across the New Portlanders program, maybe on the city website or an event, and I thought, we have a program to welcome people who are moving to Portland? No wonder so many people are moving here. And then come to find out, no, New Portlanders is specifically designed to serve immigrants and refugees, which in my mind is cooler. And I'd also just like to share that it's really one of the greatest pleasures in this job has been working with the New Portlanders Commission through the Office of Community and Civic Life and getting to know some. I grew up in rural Oregon. I read my way through the Gales Creek Elementary School Library. My favorite books were about countries around the world. I dreamed of leaving my tiny town of 500 people who were mostly farmers and traveling the world. And life didn't quite work out the way that I thought it would. And I didn't get very far, just 45 minutes away to Portland, Oregon. So, I mean, it's a special treat. I don't really have to travel the world because I can meet people here from all over the world and learn about their cultures and learn about the unique needs and challenges of our immigrant and refugee community and work towards having a more inclusive, joyful city for everyone. So thank you very much for your work.
Commissioner Ferguson.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Commissioner Fish, for bringing this resolution forward. I want to say that I really, really miss the opportunity to be in the immigrant walk this year, but I want you to know that I was in D.C. actually lobbying our legislative leaders to ensure that they continue to fund refugee resettlement programs in Oregon. And so though I wasn't with you on the street, I was there in spirit. I had a blast the year before. And what it showed me was what I already knew, is that Portlanders are very generous. And when you see neighbors putting drinks out on the street and cookies out on the street and welcoming people to stop and have a conversation, it almost brought me to tears. And so today we're celebrating this resolution, but I also have been hearing from many of the communities that are in this room about the inequity and how we fund various programs. And so while today is a day of celebration, and I'm not going to go down that road today, I think it's really important that we live up to our values about equity and making sure that everyone has an opportunity. I didn't even know the mission statement until today for POX, which is everybody has a park access within a half mile of their house. I think that that is a core value statement that we can all agree to, but the way it's playing out today isn't equal for everyone. And I just want to say, I wish that every city council meeting looked like this. Mm. And as I look in this audience and I look upstairs, this is what Portland looks like, and this city council chamber should look like this much more often. So thank you so much for being here today.
Well, first of all, Commissioner Fish, thank you for bringing this proclamation forward. Thank you, Director Long. You've come in here and you've hit your stride from day one, and this is another example of the great ways that parks integrate with the needs of this community. I want to thank the folks who've testified, who run this program. This is a celebration, as Commissioner Hardesty just said. We have a lot to celebrate, and this is also one more tangible example of what we're doing. When we say we are a welcoming, inclusive, sanctuary city, it has to be more than words. It has to mean something. And we have to acknowledge the larger national context as well. We're in a time when we are more divided than we've been recently as a nation. There is a lot of hate speech out there, much of it targeted towards women, towards people of color, towards immigrants. And I hear and I know that people in this community are living under the fear of that increased hateful rhetoric, and sometimes even under the umbrella of the violence that results from that hateful rhetoric. And so it's really important that the city of Portland, at every opportunity possible, drive a stake into the ground and remind everybody what our positive values are. And our values are about being welcoming, about being inclusive, and about supporting diversity and equity, but not just as statements of value, but as tangible things that we're going to act upon. And this is great, in my opinion, in terms of continuing to build that coalition. And Commissioner Hardesty, I've just got to say, you knocked it out of the ballpark when you said this is what every city council session should look like. And boy, wouldn't it be a lot more fun if that were the case. So it's now my honor. One of the great perks I get as mayor is I get to read the proclamations. But these are not just my proclamations. These are proclamations on behalf of the entire city council. They are a statement of our shared values, our collective ideals. And by extension, they represent what we believe this community stands for. And so we see this as a very important way to acknowledge and honor what it is that we're discussing here today. So it's my privilege as mayor to read this proclamation. Whereas Portland is proud to be an inclusive, welcoming, and sanctuary city. Whereas Portland Parks and Recreation formed Parks for New Portlanders in 2015 to help welcome and integrate refugee and immigrant communities into the city of Portland. And whereas Parks for New Portlanders provides many annual cultural-specific events. And whereas, this year in partnership with Adidas, thank you, Parks for New Portlanders celebrated the 10th anniversary of its most popular program, Portland World Soccer, which engaged more than 500 refugee and immigrant youth and their families. And whereas this summer, Parks for New Portlanders hosted its third annual Walk with Refugees and Immigrants with over 3,000 attendees. And whereas this summer, Parks for New Portlanders also celebrated the 5th annual PDX World Refugee Day. And whereas Parks for New Portlanders, in partnership with local organizations, nonprofits, resettlement agencies, city bureaus, and volunteers, provides a vital service for the City of Portland in celebrating diversity and multiculturalism. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim August 28, 2019 to be Parks for New Portlanders Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day.
We've had a request for everybody to step outside for a picture, you said. For a picture?
This is
yeah,
really
if everybody could meet out front for a picture.
Yeah.
If you want them outside. Well, they'll fall.
Well, I'm sure they'll right.
Everyone, please let's meet downstairs for a picture. Thank you very much.
That's taking charge.
Guys, a future in radio.
Thank you all. Amanda. That's great. Thank you.
You can give it to Carla. Yeah, she'll
thank
distribute.
The whole
yeah.
Thing
oh, great. Okay, thank you. Okay, good. It's good seeing you.
Well, chivalry, I mean, sometimes it's not. It's about how do we welcome.